Well, in the South too, they have all different kinds of gravy, chocolate gravy, and I had chocolate gravy once. It was really good, actually.
Was it?
But it wasn't like regular gravy. It was chocolate sauce, really. But
so sauce.
But
well, the South is. I remember during World War II, my husband said, "Well, I'll be home," and he'd been in the Atlantic Ocean on an aircraft carrier for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a reward. He was going to get to go to radar school off of St. Simons Island, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and the King and Prince Hotel. So we went down there, and 2 weeks later, he had orders to go to the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting ready to invade Japan. And we stayed with a lady, a family named Stevens, on St. Simon Island, Georgia, and her family had been the first governor of Tennessee, named Stevens.
Hmm.
And she hated Yankees. If she heard, she liked us because we had a Texas accent.
Mm-hmm.
But you let her hear a Yankee accent, no rooms. She wouldn't even have them in her house.
Wow. How about that?
That was in the 40s. And she was about 70 years old, so she was raised by people that had fought in the Civil
mm-hmm.
War,
mm-hmm.
and she was just not going to ever change.
I don't think the war is over yet for the South.
Well, that's the truth. I'll bet it isn't. For some people in the South, I'll bet it isn't, because they still
carry a grudge.
But it was so hard after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people didn't have any... their homes were burned, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't have any food. I mean, that Gone with the Wind, the way she had to live, that's the way the people lived.
Mm-hmm.
And they never forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
They took, just like, if somebody take away our jobs, you know. And
well,
that's what they took away.
Even after World War II, the Germans and the Japanese got treated a lot better than the South did by the North.
Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because that's true. I can tell you've been listening to the Southerners.
Well, no, that's my own opinion.
Well, it's true. Because we had, we tried to rebuild Germany and Japan and do what we could for them.
Yeah, Germany's going
great.
But
nobody, they just sent their old carpetbaggers down to make it worse for the South.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
really rough.
Let's see. Oh, did I get to did I tell you about when you mash up apples and put them in a jar? What do you call that?
Applesauce.
I'm not sure if we've gotten to that one yet or not. Okay, out on a ranch. They have fences where it's like two posts, and then there's posts that go in between them, and that's called what kind of fence?
Post and the post between a rail fence?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about the place that keeps all the horses? It's in a
corral?
Mm-hmm. And when you say corral, what exactly do you mean?
Where you, it's a place where you put horses to get them up, or cows. You get them together so that you can work with them. Either
mm-hmm.
bridle the saddle the horses, or milk the cows.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in an enclosure
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
so that you can work with them easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The place where you put the cows out to...
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And a place where you grow crops is the...
It's a farm.
Well, but the actual square of land is called a...
fields?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The fields.
Yeah, are there other names for field?